Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.111 here, now .112 in the Valley, and the Iron Pigs beat Columbus 4-2, and the Pigs are now back at .500 at 7-7, equaling Columbus's record as well, Clippers and Pigs. And it's been a team that has given the Iron Pigs a lot of issues. In fact, coming into last night's game, the Pigs were 10 for their last 31 games, or 10 for their last 31 in their last 41 games against Columbus. But thanks to a huge inning last night and a hot start tonight by Justin Wheel Valentine and a wonderful pitching performance by Nick Pivetta, who is now 3-0 on the year, the Pigs have defeated Columbus in this series 2-1. Pigs get back to .500, and that's two series in a row now, one for the Iron Pigs. They defeated Pawtucket in the doubleheader to give them 2 out of 3 over the weekend, and now they defeated Columbus 2 in a row this week to take this series as well and fight back to .500. So for the Pigs, it's been a good week so far and a good last couple of days, especially with the way Nick Pivetta pitched today and the way the offense, coming off of the high that it had last night, seemed to not really skip a beat going into today. And that takes us into today's highlights. And it was a good one today for the Iron Pigs. And it started off in a very positive fashion in the top of the first inning when Nick Pivetta, this wasn't one of his strikeouts, but one of his good plays, picking off Ronnie Rodriguez.
Runner leads off, Pivetta from the belt, and he throws to first. They got him. Rodriguez was leading, and he is gunned out, and that is a 1-3 pickoff in the first of such of the year for Lehigh Valley.
It was a sign of things to come for Pivetta as he spun and picked off Rodriguez on first base. And then in the bottom of the first inning, the man we featured on today's pregame show, Justin Wheel Valentine, would give the Pigs a lead.
The commuter lot. Pitcher is swung on and driven in the air, left field deep. Back, Schaefer to the track. At the wall, he leaps. It's out of here. Forget about it. A home run for Valentine. Happy Valentine's Day. His first bomb of the year just over the reach of Schaefer into the pig pen. 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
And now that's not John Schaefer who's out there reaching up for fly balls. That is Richie Schaefer of the Columbus Clippers. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the Pigs would double up their lead thanks to a fielder's choice by Reese Hoskins.
Two on, and the 2-2 swung on, and this is grounded out at short. It might be two. Stamets has it to second for one. The throwback to first is low and gets away from the first baseman. Here comes Hoskins, and he will plate as the Pigs take a 2-0 lead.
Hoskins scored. It was Cam Perkins who grounded in to the fielder's choice. Now some cool history happened for Nick Pivetta. And he's a young man, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of times throughout his career where this is going to happen. But in the top of the fifth inning, Nick Pivetta tied his old career high with 9 strikeouts.
And now Pivetta winds and he fires, and a swing and a missed strike 3. 95 heat he got right by Jordan Smith.
And on the very next batter, what else? Nick Pivetta set a new career high.
Here's the offering, and call third strike, career high, 10 strikeouts as he pulled the string like a puppeteer. Rodriguez gone, Pivetta double-digit strikeouts in 2-0.
And Pivetta, who had a fantastic day on the mound, he would finish with 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts. He is now 3-0 on the year. And for the Pigs, it would get even better from there, but not before Ronnie Rodriguez would have a little bit of his revenge in the top of the sixth inning.
And again, an 0-2, and the pitch swung out and grounded out at short. It will score a run. Valentine fields and throws out to first to get Rodriguez for the out, but scoring from third is Gonzalez. It's now a 2-1 game with the Pigs out in front.
So Ronnie Rodriguez, who was picked off in the first inning and struck out in the third, was able to scratch across an RBI on a ground out in the sixth, but in the bottom of that inning, Cam Perkins would make sure that it would have no effect on this game.
in their bullpen. And the pitch swung on. This is ripped in the air out to deep left field. Schaefer turns, and this ball's gone into the Columbus bullpen. And the Pigs have taken a 4-1 lead on the second of the season for Perkins, a two-run shot.
And at that point, it was 4-1 thanks to Cam Perkins. And in the top of the eighth inning, more great defense by Roman Quinn.
Glare of the 5:30 games. Pitcher swung on, ripped out center field, racing in comes Quinn. He lays out. He makes a shoestring grab. Roman Quinn got another fabulous jump and outran a ball again that was curling away from him as he did a night ago. And he takes a base hit out of the back pocket of Eric Gonzalez.
And as I spoke with Roman Quinn the other day on the AT&T pregame show, Quinn told me that he actually prefers taking away other opponents' hits more than he enjoys stealing a base himself, and this is not the first time he's done it this year, and it was a great play made by Quinn in the eighth inning. In the top of the ninth, with the Pigs up 4-1, Bradley Zimmer would claw one back for the Clippers.
Lehigh Valley has Beato on the mound. He will deal here with a 4-1 lead in the ninth, and his first offering is a pie ball one. A hold for Cesar Reep going back, and he struck out three. Now the pitcher swung on and roped out right field deep. Going back is Perkins looking up. Forget about it. A line drive bomb for the prospect Bradley Zimmer.
Well, looks like I got the entire, at least the start of the at-bat for it there. But Bradley Zimmer went yard on Pedro Beato, but Beato would have the last laugh.
The kids remaining on Education Day number one, make noise. One on, two outs, tying run at the plate here. Beato from the belt kicks and deals. Caught on a missed strike three. Ball game over. Los Certos vuelan. As Beato notches his second save of the year.
And Beato shut the door on what would be an Iron Pigs victory by a final count of 4-2. For the Pigs, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Columbus, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. For the Clippers, they were 0-2 with runners in scoring position and left 5 on base. For the Iron Pigs, they were 1-5 with runners in scoring position and left 6 on base. And as a point of note, Rhys Hoskins was ejected again in this game after a strikeout he seemed to disagree with. Not quite sure what led to the ejection specifically, but Hoskins was thrown out in the 8th inning. Other point of note, Pivetta did have a 13-inning scoreless streak snapped with that run in the 6th inning. But for Pivetta, he pitched so darn well that it doesn't really matter for him. He was cruising here tonight. And Pivetta, he went 6, 4 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts. Cesar Ramos gets the hold. He went 2 innings, struck out 3. And Beato, who got his second save of the year, went an inning. He gave up the home run, but he struck out 1 as well. 15 strikeouts for Pigs pitchers today. On the other side, for the Clippers, Sean Marimondo, he gets the loss. He's now 0-3. He went 6 innings. He gave up 9 hits, surrendered 4 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and 2 home runs. Josh Martin pitched an inning, 2 strikeouts. Tyler Olson pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up a hit, struck out 2. And then Jeff Johnson pitched 1/3 of an inning as well. Only 6 strikeouts today for Iron Pigs batters. And the numbers are continuing to get better for them in that regard. And of course, the home runs today going to Cam Perkins and Jess Muil Valentin. Time of the game, 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 7,825 paid attendants out at Coca-Cola Park. On Education Day, a beautiful day for baseball. It started off cloudy, but the sun certainly shone through, especially on the Iron Pigs as they fight their way back to .500.